Good morning, lads. How are you, Jerry and Owen?
You start the day with a good energy.
Good morning, Jerry and Owen. How are we doing, lads?
Yeah, good.
Off the Ball Breakfast.
Live every weekday morning from 7:30 on your smart speaker. Just ask Alexa to play OTB Sports Radio.
There's no f***ing filler.
Well, there you have it. Those are who everyone around Off the Ball and News Talk thinks should make it on the Mount Rushmore. But it does not matter what any of them think because they don't have the power. Myself, Jenny and Sarah do. Before we dive into who we think should make the Mount Rushmore, I'm just going to run through some of your comments because there's some great shouts in there for who would make your sportswoman Mount Rushmore. Kenny the Dad says Sonia, end of, full stop. No doubt in Kenny's mind. Dan, Katie McCabe, definitely a shout. Could be Ireland's best soccer player, male or female. Definitely agree there. James Linsky, Rachel Blackmore, what she has done in horse racing is amazing. John McHugh, in no particular order, Sonia, Katie Taylor, Katie McCabe, Corris Daunton, Rachel Blackmore. A couple of names coming up quite regularly in these. Michael said, nice segment and nice idea for International Women's Day. Thank you very much, Michael. And another Michael Buckley, Mount Rushmore all week was excellent. To me, Katie Taylor and Sonia O'Sullivan are certs. Having heard the argument, Rosemary Smith would be a deserved shout. Seriously impressive person. I think it's probably safe to say that we have two places nailed down in Sonia O'Sullivan and Katie Taylor. It's hard to take away from either of them.
Undisputed. I think those two have got to go up there.
Mm.
I think words used this week, transcendental, iconic, world class, and that is both.
Mm-hmm.
I think their talent is genderless. It comes without a caveat. This was probably the thing that I looked at all week when I had to narrow it down. It wasn't easy. Rosemary Smith, the shout there, I just have this vision of her reversing up the Khyber Pass for 53 miles. I can't get it out of my head. And my dad was saying to me last night, she's a good shout. And I was like, stop interfering.
It's so difficult when people start telling you your opinions on this because it changes your mind so quickly. I think basically every 10 minutes for the large parts of this week, I have gone back and forward as to who my picks are. I will admit, Sonia wasn't in mine at the start of the week because I think I came a little bit after the Sonia hype. And to me, Katie Taylor was my Sonia.
Okay.
And the way people talked about Sonia all week, that's the way I would look at Katie Taylor. But then just listening to people reminisce about where they were when they watched her, what she did for the sport, all the sportswomen as well who have come in and said that she was the first figure for them that they saw perform on that international stage, you can't not put her in that place.
Yeah, like you said, everybody has their story about Sonia. I have remember being in, like, I think it was fifth class or something in school, and we were wheeling the TV into the sports hall, and as boys and girls, everybody screaming for her. So she was the icon and my hero in sports when I was growing up. I don't know that I'm that much older than you, but Katie Taylor is also then the next best thing after that. So like we said, like those two are just so iconic and totally deserving of their place up there. But I flip-flopped then for my other two so many times. And as you said, the more people you heard talking about who should be up there, the more confused I got about it. But I think I've narrowed my four down and happy to hear who your other two are.
Okay, well, shall we go for it then? Katie and Sonia, they have been anointed. They are on Mount Rushmore. Jenny, who are the other two that you are picking?
So I'm going to go with Rachel Blackmore and Emma Byrne.
Okay.
I'd have to put in there, though, Rosemary Smith was like, it was Emma or Rosemary who were going
chills.
In.
It was. Hearing what she did was chills.
It was just incredible, yeah. And again, I actually have to say, I didn't know that much about it. I knew the name, didn't know how actually iconic she was and how pioneering in motorsport that Rosemary Smith was. But it will go back to my other two, the Rachel Blackmore, as I said, and Emma Byrne are my two. Like Rachel Blackmore, as you said, like first woman to win the Grand National. She's got an MBE in the UK. She won the BBC Personality of the Year. She's obviously RTÉ sportswoman. All of the things that she's done and had so much success in the Irish racing. You know, she was racing against Paul Townsend to win the jockey's title as well. Like just an incredible athlete, but also breaking through such a male dominated sport. I just think that is something that's so iconic and that will live in the history books forever.
What about you, Sarah?
I'm with her. I'm with her on Rachel. I watched 20 minutes of coverage yesterday of the Grand National in 2021, and hearing AP McCoy, hearing Ruby Walsh speak about her after, again, genderless, no caveat. They just said she was the greatest thing in the sport on that day, and that was male and female, you know. And I think Ruby's commentary was, you know, the right to earn equal pay. You know, she had gone up against the men. It was the only sport where men and women are equal, and she had come out on top. So for me, that's why she makes Mount Rushmore.
And then who are you going for your other pick?
So GA is obviously very close to my heart. And I was swinging between Breege, Rena and Cora. Breege and Rena, former teammates, coming at it from two opposite spectrums in that Breege was a maverick and Rena was measured. Two incredible teammates to have. The focus, discipline and performance given consistently by Rena every week. She was textbook. She was so reliable. And then Breege was coming into training after 16-hour days, you know, working as a stonemason with more energy than any of us put together, galloping around the field in Croke Park in 2005. Camogie players didn't have to wear helmets. So for that first All-Ireland, Breege doesn't wear a helmet. And you have every expression on her face as she's trimming up and down the pitch to take, to stop Tipperary, who were, you know, all dominant at that point. And actually, Ciara Gaynor's Lake Regale was on Tadhg Cathair last night. So it talks about that 2005 period. But Rena and Breege together, I couldn't separate, because like this Irish rugby team that is doing so well right now, that Cork team in ladies football and camogie was like a jigsaw. And the likes of Angela Walsh, Breed Stack, Valerie Mulcahy, Captain Juliet Murphy all contributed. And Breege and Rena, I suppose, had that longevity that Cliona Foley was speaking about. I couldn't separate them, but I could look at Cora on her own. So Cora Staunton.
Is this just because she's from Mayo?
What I'm going to say, and I suppose the thing that I remember most about Cora is that from the moment she made it onto the Mayo team, she was in every conversation, every newspaper from that point. I think she was 11 when she started, you know, capturing the eye. And, you know, up until last year in Australia, again, she was still being talked about in every segment, every newspaper. She is a colossus as a sportswoman. And that great Cork team who went on to win 11 All-Irelands, 10 in 11 years, she had to be double marked every time they played. And this is why I'm putting Cora ahead of the girls. Last fun fact, 2006, Lucozade had an ad. And the ad comprised of Damien Duff, Brendan Cummins,
Ronan O'Gara,
Cora Staunton, Ronan O'Gara, Pádraig Joyce, Owen Kelly, all of the greats of the different sports at the time. And Lucozade were ahead of their time. If you think that Emma Byrne in 2017 is, you know, looking for some kind of equality for the Irish women's team, and 11 years earlier, Cora Staunton is making it into the Lucozade ad with greats like Damien Duff and Ronan O'Gara. So I think for Cora's impact from the outset, I would have her on my Mount Rushmore.
You both make very good cases there, guys. Yeah. It's sending me into a tailspin once again. I think going into this, I probably had Katie, Sonia, Cora was on mine, because I do think sometimes we don't appreciate how well our GA and camogie players have performed, not just here, but on an international stage as well, and the respect that they have when they go down to somewhere like Australia. I said earlier that I think AFLW was maybe something that we didn't give enough attention to this week in terms of their achievements. But it's really hard when you're trying to boil it down to what is it that makes someone brilliant. You know, Emma Byrne having a Champions League title, Nifahi captaining Liverpool. These aren't things that we can say about a lot of people. Rachel Blackmore, everything she has achieved, and the fact that she has done it in a sport where women and men are competing up against each other. So there is that extra little bit to it. Yeah. I think for me, if I was to finally settle on it, I'm going to go Sonia, Katie, Cora and Emma Byrne. So I'm going to stick with what I felt this morning. I love Rachel Blackmore. I am a massive fan of her. But I also think she's not done, which is why I'm going to reserve, not judgment, but I'm going to reserve that I think she will be 100% not a question in my mind by the time she retires. To be fair, I actually don't think Emma Byrne has done in an Irish context as well. I can see her taking over a WSL club at some stage, potentially the full Ireland job, setting up an academy here and bringing through our next generation of brilliant soccer players. But that is the only reason I can give that I think everyone isn't going to go after me for not picking Rachel Blackmore on this. So that would be my selection. You were free to pick it apart.
But I know, I totally see where you're coming from there with the whole Rachel Blackmore still has a lot to give to the sport. And then people may argue, why is Katie McCabe not being named on it either? And I think this for the same reason. Like, obviously, her accolades are undeniable as well, but she's still got so much to give to the game, do you know? Mm. So... I agree with you there. I'm not going to argue that I don't think that she should be on. Just because she's on mine doesn't mean that she should be on yours. I was chatting about with this Sarah, like I was saying, the GAA, like Cora Sundon, her achievements are just incredible. But because I was so involved in individual sport, you know, I didn't maybe appreciate how actually impressive the GAA and Camogie players are, like with all of these amazing results they've had. So maybe that's why she didn't make my cut. Do you know, Cora? Even though having looked into her, you know, she played soccer for Ireland, I think at an underage, she's had an incredible season.
She could have played any sport.
Sydney. Mm. Yeah. So, and that begs the question, you know, if she hadn't played GAA, what would she have played for Ireland? Would she have pursued more? Like, I don't know if she could have any more in the AFLW. Like, she's player of the year, or they got the top highest goal
50
scorers.
50 appearances, 55 points. It has been incredible. In every conversation. I don't think an article is written. If Cora's playing, she's mentioned. She's one of those players. So I appreciate where you're coming from with Emma Byrne. I think for a player to go to Arsenal, to have that longevity in terms of career, every time I've seen Emma play, she's been quality. I wish that her career had been more, I suppose, in our sight, because I spend my time watching GA for those 10 years when she was playing with Arsenal, you know, so... I imagine Emma would be a worldwide name now if the coverage that is being, you know, given to Arsenal and the 60,000 fans in the stadium last week, if Emma had been, fortunate enough to be around, because she has that quality.
Yeah, I'm just going to run through some of the options that we have had for the week so we can all take 30 seconds, because we do need to decide a Final Four. We're kind of tied on it. So for football, it was Emma Byrne, Olivia O'Toole, Katie McCabe and Niamh Fahey. In football on the GAA side, we had Cora Staunton, Kerry's Mary Jo Curran, Rena Buckley and Breege Corkery. Camogie, Angela Downey, Kathleen Mills, Deirdre Hughes, Una Lacey. Jesus, we're missing so many names we haven't even discussed this morning, but brilliant. Best of the rest, Rachel Blackmore, Leona Maguire, Rosemary Smith. I'd make a strong case for Rosemary Smith being just on the outside for how unusual her career is.
Incredible, yeah.
Compared to everyone else here. Fiona Coughlin in the rugby. And then between our Olympians and Paralympians, Sonia O'Sullivan, Katie Taylor, Kelly Harrington, Katrina McKiernan, who again, a different sort of achievement than anyone else we have on our list. Guys, we have to make our decision. So Sonia, Katie, between Rachel Blackmore, Emma B, Cora Staunton, who is missing out?
So we've both agreed Rachel.
Yeah, and we've both agreed Emma.
Mm-hmm. We both agree Cora.
Yeah.
So we are very much tied.
I would say that Rachel ahead of Cora for me.
Rachel ahead of Cora for you. Interesting. Okay.
Why do you say that? Just
because Rachel's done it at the highest level where there can be no discussion about male or female equality.
Okay, this is hard.
So
then
now,
it's between Emma B and Cora. She's going to kill me for it because she knows me, but I'm going to give it to Cora. I think we should have some GA representation in there. You're looking at me.
To do that to Emma.
When Emma is manager of a WSL club.
Well, to go back to what I said about Rachel Blackmore, I don't think Emma is finished. Cora's not finished either, really, with her managing career. She's with Ballina at the moment, I think she's coaching with. But I think Cora, her mentality, the fact that she cut through in a way that maybe Emma Byrne is starting to, in that we didn't get to see a lot of her career, as you said. So Our final four, we have decided. The lads can't accuse me of bottling it. Emma is shaking her head at me in the production booth. We have Sonia O'Sullivan, Katie Taylor, Rachel Blackmore and Cora Staunton. You can get into us in the comments if you think that we have picked wrong, but it was a very difficult task. I don't think anyone actually appreciates the pressure and the stress that they put us under on International Women's Day. So that is our final four, and that wraps up our Mount Rushmore of Irish women sports people.
OTB's Mount Rushmore.